You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the main concern that we have is that without adequate oversight, and with the government committed to new coal mining that could destroy the environment, the government is setting the way to basically destroying the livelihoods of future generations and not doing our part on issues like climate change. So what we'd like to do is to stop the fast-track consenting bill and ensure that any infrastructure projects and commercial projects have actual proper oversight and community consultation.
One of the reasons cited for the bill's necessity is that it was previously too difficult to get consents for projects in New Zealand. How can we ensure that we're keeping up with our demand for infrastructure if the previous consenting process was too slow?
Well, let's make this clear. The government has an intent to use this type of legislation to push forward with projects such as new mining that would be environmentally destructive. So there is a reason why we do have safeguards and community consultation for commercial projects that may cause harm, while at the same time there may be other public infrastructure projects that could be of benefit that we could have a conversation as a parliament around how we can ensure that those get up and running in a way that allows for towns and cities to have the amenities that they need. But we should make this very, very clear that the government is wanting to use this legislation to push forward environmentally destructive projects. This is not just a kind of neutral conversation on infrastructure.
If the Greens are elected into government in the next election, will this be something you look at repealing?
We will be looking at repealing this legislation, and we've made it really clear that we will potentially put a pause on any projects that have been consented, something that obviously the government does not approve of. But ultimately, this is about ensuring that we do not allow environmentally destructive projects that actually have only short-term economic impacts that cause long-term harm. And we should be rather investing in green infrastructure, publicly owned infrastructure that has long-term benefits. And those are the kind of investments we would want to be making instead of opening up new mines, say, for example, in areas where we have endangered species or communities that may have lose access to things like clean drinking water.
In what areas do you think the current processes could be improved?
I mean, I think there's more resourcing that could go into the community consultation stages to ensure that that side of the process actually runs smoothly and is not a source of delay. I think one of the areas where a lot of government agencies haven't resourced is in the community development and consultation side of things. We've seen that in the housing space, for example, and so that is one area that I do think could always be improved to ensure that the government actually is able to get communities on board for these projects, and that community consultation isn't either a tokenistic process or a reason for delay for good infrastructure projects that actually do have a long-term benefit for the communities.
I want to switch tack now and ask about the IMF's recommendations around our tax system. The Green Party has been vocal advocates for a capital gains tax. Why, after the last 6 years, is there still not a capital gains tax in Aotearoa?
Well, the Labour Party ruled out having any tax reform on the agenda. And while we welcome them being open to it, the reality is the Greens have been the only party who has had a consistent approach throughout the years on taxing the wealthy few so that we can fund things like public health care, so that we can end poverty, so that we can build enough public housing. And we've seen how bodies, which we don't necessarily even align ourselves with, like the IMF, and have come out and even recommended as a conservative fiscal entity that New Zealand explore something like a capital gains tax.
Will a capital gains tax be a bottom line policy should the Green Party be in the position to form a government with Labour at the end of next election?
Taxing the rich has always been one of our top priorities and will continue being a top priority for the Greens in any government formation. Whether it is a wealth tax or capital gains tax, increasing corporate tax rate, The reality is that New Zealand has a tax system that effectively allows the rich to get richer while working people and those in low incomes have very poor access to the public services, such as healthcare, that we need to keep our communities well.
That was the Green Party. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.